News and tip of the week. The blind and deaf young woman who is overcoming the odds to train as a doctor. I may not have as much eyesight as most, but I have more insight than many. Despite being born completely deaf and with just 5% vision, Alexandra Adams is well on her way to becoming a doctor. The 25-year-old from Cardiff has just entered her fourth year of medical school at Cardiff University and is determined to not let her disabilities define her. Alexandra, who also suffers with a muscular condition, which has seen her admitted to intensive care over 15 times in 2 years, was discouraged from pursuing such a career because of the severity of her disabilities. I have been asked constantly if I want to put myself through this, especially after some of the experiences I've had. Alexandra says that she vividly remembers being asked to leave one of her placements after a doctor questioned her capability. On my first day of placement, a doctor came up to me after knowing me for no more than 2 minutes and said, "Imagine you were a patient. How would you feel if it was a disabled doctor treating you?" They sent me home. From that, I thought to myself, is it really worth me doing this? But Alex believes that her experiences as a patient over the years has only made her more determined to keep going. I think my experiences have shown me what makes a good doctor and what makes a bad doctor. As I like to say, I may not have as much eyesight as most, but I have more insight than many. No disability, background, ethnicity, etc. should stop you from being an NHS doctor. An NHS doctor can be all of those things. Before Alexandra developed the muscular condition, she had received sponsorship to compete in the 2012 Paralympics as a swimmer for Team GB. Unfortunately, the frequency of her hospital admissions and the aggressive nature of her condition left her unable to continue training. It's been a massive adjustment period for me. I've had to accept that I wouldn't be able to carry on with that part of my life. It's really frustrating. I don't know what my body will be doing in 10 years, but for now, I'm having to adapt. Alexandra has decided to continue her studies and specialise in palliative care rather than surgery, as she finds some tasks difficult to perform. I'm currently the only student on my ward, which is nice, and the staff on this placement have been particularly kind, she says. It's as simple as just printing something off with a bigger font. People don't realise. Alexandra says that sometimes the patients are more understanding and empathetic than some colleagues she's worked with. They're more curious than anything. They just seem to bypass the judgment. I had one patient who has dementia as well as delirium. When he saw my cane, he was convinced it was a 9mm pistol. We had such a laugh. After being admitted to intensive care again earlier this year, Alexandra says that it has made her think about her options. You know, after being in hospital again and using the summer to catch up, I feel like I haven't had a break and I'm going to burn out. Because of this, I've decided to do the fourth year of the course as part-time, and then we'll see how I feel at the end of the 2 years. I'm so determined, but this is the right decision for now. Burger King staff refused to read ingredients to blind woman with nut allergy. The fast food chain said it has no policy, which means allergen information cannot be read to visually impaired customers. The fast food chain Burger King has apologised to a blind woman who has a severe food allergy after staff refused to read the menu's ingredients list to her. Medina Hall visited the Burger Chain branch in Folkestone, Kent, where she told staff about her nut allergy. Miss Hall was told by staff that they could not read the details of the menu to her, and company policy meant customers had to read it themselves. However, Burger King has been forced to issue an apology and said this policy does not exist. According to Miss Hall, her nut allergy could prompt severe asthma attacks, which is why she asked for the ingredients of a brownie to be read aloud to her. She said, "I was shocked. Had I eaten it and it had nuts in, I would have had a major asthma attack and ended up in hospital. In today's day and age, you'd think they would want to read it and get it right." Burger King said they will investigate what happened and why staff declined to assist the customer. A spokesman from the burger chain said, "We would firstly like to apologise to Medina. Her experience this week is not reflective of the high standards we would expect with any of our restaurants." Everyone should have an enjoyable experience when they visit us, and we are looking into this matter further. I can also confirm that there is no such policy to refrain from reading allergen information to visually impaired customers. Miss Hall suggested restaurants provide menus in different formats so that we can be independent and read it ourselves. Last month, the pub chain Fuller's partnered with the service Good Food Talks to provide a talking menu service for blind, visually impaired and dyslexic customers to independently order food. Approximately 2 million people in the UK have visual impairments severe enough to significantly impact their daily lives. Matt Wadsworth, the founder of Good Food Talks, said, "If you are visually impaired or blind, you are reliant for people to read the menu to you." The Royal National Institute of Blind People, RNIB, praised Fuller's for enabling customers with sight loss to enjoy dining out independently. Tip of the week. This week is all about sweeping and raking in the garden with sight loss. Tip 1. Using a dustpan and brush. You will find sweeping easier if you use a dustpan and brush and get as close to the area as possible so you can sweep and feel as you work. You should wear strap on knee pads for comfort. Tip 2. Reducing the amount you sweep your garden. Reduce the amount of sweeping that you need to do when weeding by gathering up weeds as you go and put them in a bucket or barrow. Alternatively, spread a plastic sheet on the ground when weeding or hedge cutting to collect the debris. Tip 3. Clearing large areas. When sweeping larger areas, some visually impaired gardeners find right angle guides invaluable. These are homemade guides that can be laid on the ground to give you a set area to sweep. Tip 4. Taking care when sweeping and weeding. Sweeping can strain the arms, back and knees, so stop and take a break if you feel too tired. Always warm up with a few gentle stretches and only work for short periods to avoid strain.